Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me to two openings, if you would, please, this morning. To 1 Samuel, the second chapter, and to the book of Romans, the 13th chapter. 1 Samuel 2, Romans 13. We began a couple of weeks ago talking about the honor of God and what it means and how we are to show honor, how to apply it to our daily life. So let's read these texts and then let me review just a little bit. Everybody say honor. Do you believe it's important? In 1 Samuel, the second chapter, and over in the 30th verse, 1 Samuel 2:30, the latter part of it, the Lord says, "For them that honor me, I will honor. They that despise me," talking about the Lord, "shall be lightly esteemed. Them that honor me, I will honor." Who's talking here now? God is talking. I mean, you see an application of the universal law of sowing and reaping. Whatever you sow, it's going to come back to you. If you sow respect and honor to God, what did he say? Did God say that he would honor you? That's a great thing, isn't it? Do you suppose you would know it if he honored you? Would you realize it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When God honors you, you know it. In Romans, if you're holding your place there, the 13th chapter, Romans chapter 13, and in verse 7, "Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom is due." I guess the word tribute means taxes. The word custom means toll. "Fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor." Now here, he's not just talking about honoring God, but he's talking about honoring people, isn't he? And in this chapter, he talks about civil authorities. He's talking about people like governors, and prime ministers, and presidents, and senators, and policemen, all the way up and down the civil authority chain. And we've said it before, but it'll bear repetition. You may not be able to respect and honor everything that a person in authority says or does, but you must honor the place that they stand in, that position, or elsewise you wind up dishonoring God himself. Back up to the first part of this chapter and read this. Romans 13:1 says, "Let every soul," everybody, "be subject to the higher powers." That word power is a word for authorities. The higher authorities. "For there is no authority but of God, and the authorities that be are ordained of God. Whoever therefore resists the authority resists the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation," or condemnation, "and judgment." You know, some people leave the impression that God's perfect will is some kind of a spiritual communism. By that I mean that everybody is equal, and everybody's going to be equal in every respect and in every way. But that's not true. Everybody is equally loved in God. And as far as our rights in redemption, we're all equal. I mean, nobody has a right to healing more than you do. Nobody has a right to be filled with the Holy Spirit more than you, or a right to be protected more than you. And we're all loved the same. God's no respecter of persons. He doesn't love one more than another. But that doesn't mean we all have the same place, or you could even use the word same rank in the kingdom of God, in the body of Christ. The authorities that be are ordained of God. That there be natural authority is of God. That doesn't mean everything that people in authority do is of God. But the fact that there is authority and structure and rank, that is of God, even in the world to come. There's going to be difference in rank and place. Did you know that? Don't you remember Jesus in teaching? He talked about one individual being over 10 cities and another being over 5. 1 Corinthians 15 talks about that in glory that we'll differ like the stars in glory. Well, some stars are brighter than others. Is everybody going to be rewarded the same? No, they're not. I mean, we're all saved the same. But not everybody is going to obey the same. Not everybody is going to give the same. Not everybody is going to commit the same. Not everybody loves God to the same degree. And not everybody has the same place. So we must show respect and show honor to the placement. Elsewise, we disrespect God. Now, let me go on with this. We'll review just a bit. But love for God is directly revealed in love for people. Go to 1 John. Let me take just a little time with this. 1 John, the 4th chapter and the 20th verse. 1 John 4:20. He says, if a man say, I love God, and he hates his brother, he's a what? Does he love God? He's a liar, for he that loves not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loves God love his brother also. Would it be true and correct to say that love for God is revealed and demonstrated and shown in love for people? Is that right? And you cannot love God without loving people. Is that right? But yet, there's a lot of people that think, oh, I love God. Oh, man, me and God, we're like this. I love God, but these people, I just can't stand people. Well, now, God loves all of His kids. You have children? Do you love your children? If you're a good parent, you don't play favorites. Now, that doesn't mean that you treat every child exactly the same as far as reward. If one child does well and another child does poorly, they should not both be rewarded the same. I'm saying, yeah, but I just love them and I just can't stand it. I got to do. You're being a poor parent. And you're teaching them something that is not true in God. If you do well, you'll be rewarded. If you don't, if you do poorly, you'll be punished. The Bible says in Romans, behold the goodness and the severity of God. He is both good and He is severe. If you won't judge yourself, if you harden your heart and you stiffen your neck and you rebel against Him and you ignore Him and you sin against Him and you don't judge yourself, what the Bible say? You will be judged. That doesn't mean God is not good. That just means you wouldn't listen. Right? It means you're dumb. But no matter how bad you mess up, if you'll genuinely humble yourself and genuinely repent, I don't care how far down you've gone, how bad you've messed up, He'll forgive you. He'll receive you. Amen. And if you'll turn around and do well, no matter how bad you've been, He'll bless you. And if you'll be faithful, no matter how bad you've been, He'll promote you. He'll use you. Even if you've messed up. He's both good and He's severe. Now, a good leader is going to be the same way. A good mother, a good father, a good pastor of a church, a good head of a business, a good leader is going to be both good and severe. Did you hear me? A good leader is going to have this reputation. Let's say a people worked under him or something, a good boss. A new employee comes on. If they're a good leader, a good boss, the older employees might tell the younger one, well, I tell you what now about Mr. So-and-so. If you'll work hard and you'll stay after it, man, he'll stick by you. He'll be faithful to you. You don't have to worry about him firing you for no reason. I mean, he respects faithfulness and loyalty. But I tell you what, you slack off and you mess around, you lie to him, he'll fire you. He'll put you in the road. Don't think he won't.
Amen.
Hmm? That would be a description of a good leader. Somebody that people say, oh, don't worry about them. You know, no matter what you do, they'll let it go. It won't be a big deal. They're not a good leader. People need to know. You don't try to do right, it's going to cost you. You do well, it's going to pay. God's that way. We should be that way. Well, when it comes to loving God, it's directly revealed and shown, demonstrated in loving people. Well, it's not just love. Many things are that way. If you respect God, if you honor God, it's going to be shown in honoring people, honoring His. We ended up on this last week. We'll read it again in Matthew 10. Why don't you turn over there? Matthew 10. Everybody said out loud while you're turning, loving God equals loving people. Say it again, honoring God equals honoring people. No such thing as somebody that has a lot of respect for God and the things of God and honors God, but they're very disrespectful of people. Cannot be. They're just imagining that they honor God. If you really love God, other folk are going to know it. They're going to see it in your life. It's going to come out through you loving people. If you really honor God, it's going to be seen and shown in you honoring His people and His things. In Matthew 10, are you there?
Yep.
Matthew 10, the latter part of the chapter, verse 40. Matthew 10, 40 says, He that receives you receives me. The Lord's very big on delegation. He that receives me receives him that sent me. Can you receive the Father without receiving the Son, Jesus? You cannot. You might say, I love Jehovah God, I love the Father God, but I don't accept Jesus. Can you be saved like that? Somebody says, well, I think no. Answer is no. Study the Scriptures.
Amen.
Well, maybe no. You know, somebody said, don't you believe that there are many ways that lead to God? No. No. Well, y'all are just narrow-minded. Yeah, and saved.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.